Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob, and you're at the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And it's happened. Operation Save America has come to Denver, Colorado. And we're going to give you a list of some of the things happening. We'll take your calls at 800-8-N-YARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. 836-9278. We've gone into some of the liberal churches and the homosexual churches. We've gone to the gay pride parades, to the largest mosque in Colorado. The Denver Post has libeled Operation Save America, calling us racist, basically. We'll give you that quote, and we will call for justice against the reporter, Mike McPhee, for slandering Operation Save America. And we've been on the 16th Street Mall at the state capitol. Well, with me in studio is the Reverend John Reyes. John, thank you for being in Denver.
Bob, it's great to be here today.
You brought a couple hundred of your closest friends to help us preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and warn people about the killing of unborn children. You're the director of OSA Dallas. And while you're here, you're a coordinator, you do logistics. And it's a big job getting hundreds of people to all these events.
It is, but it's such a blessing to see the saints from all over the country converge on one city. We do this every year for a week-long event, and we chose Denver this year, and to see the saints from all over the country to help serve those in the local area, the Denver Christians who've been fighting the battle, fighting the good fight for many years at the gates of hell.
We have reinforcements.
It's encouraging. It encourages people.
It is, and so if there's anybody out there who wants to get involved, it's not too late. We'll give out the phone number for the Comm Center in a little bit. You could go to OperationSaveAmerica.org, and you could go to our website. We've said for years, KGov.com. There's a map at the very top to the rallies that happen every night at 6:30. In fact, Flip Benham, the national director, gave me the honor of presenting at the rally tonight, being the speaker. So I'm just thrilled about that. Now, some of the OSA folks, we divided up Sunday morning and went to different churches. At least they're called churches. I'm not sure why. But one was a Unitarian church, which is not a Christian church. People are deceived in thinking it's Christian. And some of the guys were outside, and others went inside. Could you tell us what happened at the Unitarian church? This was on Hampton in Colorado, down in Englewood.
Sure. Basically, when we go to the religious establishments of our society, i.e. the Unitarian religious establishment, we go there with the gospel of Jesus Christ. These are apostate churches. They have rejected revealed truth of the Lord. And we go. And what happened this past Sunday, a 17-year-old young lady with our organization, our ministry, went in. And there was an apostate minister up there preaching some lies, obviously.
So the title of the sermon was One Nation Under God. What God? No, who's God?
Who's God?
Who's God?
That's the bottom line with the Unitarian Universalist churches. They've become such an inclusive organization where everything is tolerated except Jesus Christ. Now, you can say you love Jesus. They'll even have a picture of the cross there, but with that picture of the cross, they'll have other religious symbols equating Jesus with other religions.
Right.
But when you get up and you say that Jesus Christ is Lord, they become very intolerant. And if you quote him saying, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man can come to the Father but by me, they do not like that.
So the t-shirts we're wearing for this event, they say Jesus is the standard on the front. I have one on now. And on the back, they say truth is hate to those who hate the truth.
Yes, because the truth is absolute. We live in such a pluralistic society with absolutely no absolutes. Everything is relative, including the Universalist Unitarian Church, that when you come in with an absolute standard based on the very word of God, they will buck at it with everything that they have.
They'll accept anything except that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father.
That's right.
Anything else pretty much goes.
That's right, yes.
As a general rule.
Definitely.
So if you take money out of their collection plate, they probably don't accept that.
But probably
for the most
not.
Part. So what happened with some of our folks went inside?
Well, some of our folks went inside, and at one point, usually during their services, they have a time for sharing where it's open mic. And so one of our young ladies, a 17-year-old young lady, got up and she just started sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she ministered with tears flowing from her eyes and from her heart, shared with them that Jesus is the only way and that this false gospel, this different Jesus, this different spirit that is being taught inside of this apostate congregation is alive from the very pit of hell, and that Jesus Christ is alive and he is real.
And how about one of our guys who had a t-shirt on, and he was, what happened with him? He was asked to leave.
He was asked to leave. As a matter of fact, two police officers came in and escorted him out.
Now, did he cause a disturbance? Was he yelling during the service?
He was not yelling. Actually, if you ever meet this gentleman, he's one of the most soft-spoken men you'll ever meet, and he just sat there with his shirt that said intolerant.
Because he had a shirt that said homosexuality is a sin.
And that abortion is murder.
And Islam is a lie.
They had
because of that, that's a religious belief.
Mm-hmm.
They called the police and escorted him out. But it was sort of highlighted a point that the pastor was making in his sermon about whose God are we under.
Right.
What was the pastor preaching at that moment?
Basically.
About free speech.
Free speech, freedom of assembly, free speech, all of those.
Tolerance and diversity.
Absolutely.
The testimony at the rally last night was just hysterical. The irony that as the pastor was saying that one nation under God, but who's God? Everybody has their own God, and that's fine. And what's important is that we believe in free speech and diversity and tolerance. Mm-hmm. As he's talking about tolerance, they have the police escorting one of the Christians out of the building.
Yeah, so much for tolerance.
Yeah, and so some of the OSA guys went up to the pastor right afterward and said, Pastor, as you were saying your church believes in tolerance, you had the police escorting a Christian out of your building. And the pastor said, oh, I didn't do it. And the OSA guy said, you didn't stop it.
That's right. That's
you
exactly
didn't stop
right.
it.
That's exactly right. So he affirmed it. Not doing anything about
it. Right. It's his church that called the police.
It's very hypocritical.
Yeah.
It's very hypocritical.
Okay. So then also the MCC churches in America, they're the homosexual churches.
Yes. We have the homosexual religious establishment, more specifically, the MCC religious establishment, which was founded in the 1960s by Troy Perry, an apostate clergyman from California who is actually retiring this year. He just wrote a book called Prophet. It should be interesting.
Metropolitan Community Church.
Yes, it is. It's a lying, deceiving congregation, denomination. We went out there yesterday and we handed out literature and we were able to talk to many people going by and some people going in. They actually had their doors opened. And as they were worshiping their false god, they had special music. And the special song was Britney Spears' My Prerogative.
Whoa.
Which I was floored. We could hear it from the side.
It's not one of your traditional hymns.
Not one of your traditional hymns when it says, it's my prerogative, I can do what I want to do.
I'll do what I want to do. And basically, that's the homosexual creed that God, fine, as long as you let me do what I want to do.
Let me do what I want to do, and I will stamp Jesus' name upon it, and I'll make right. sure that Jesus conforms to my lifestyle instead of me submitting and conforming to his word. And that is what we saw, and that's what we see when we go there. There's different gospel being preached in these places, and these people going in are literally looking for something. They're looking for someone to love them unconditionally, but they're going to the wrong place.
Now, at our church, which was right down the street on Hampton, very close, we had people driving to Denver Bible Church saying, I think OSA is right down the street. They're all over the place. And at Denver Bible Church, in our sermon from Ezekiel, we quote it where God said, look, it's your responsibility. If I warn the wicked that they're going to be destroyed because of their sin. He said, I'm doing that through you. You're the one to right. share with your neighbor the truth. And if you don't, I will hold you accountable for their blood
That's
and
right.
their sin.
That's
but
right.
if you do warn them, then their punishment will be on their head,
yes.
but you will not be guilty.
That's right. And the good news is if we do warn them and they turn, that's the exciting thing.
Then they live and
then
we're
they
blessed.
Live and we're blessed. Exactly. That is the desire. We want to lift up Jesus. We want to see the lost come to Christ. We want
right.
to see people set free. We don't hate these people, as they would say. We don't despise them. That's what the homosexuals said outside the homosexual religious establishment yesterday. Why do you hate us so much? You're just so filled of hate. With hate. Go home. Go to your own community. And we kept saying, we don't hate you. We love you.
Right.
We love you enough to tell you the truth that Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Yeah, and Mike McPhee of the Denver Post today said that we were denouncing even Jews, which is so libelous. And perhaps they can be sued for that. I'd like to know the quote. What quote? I mean, we've been recording and videotaping everything.
Right, right.
What quote, what leader, who's he quoting to come to that conclusion? That's stated as a fact in an article.
Right.
And so we'll pursue that with the Denver Post.
Definitely.
But let's talk about that in a little bit. We went to the mosque. You were at the mosque. I was there Saturday. We were back there Sunday. No, today. Colorado Muslim Society, largest mosque in the state. And we went right up to the imam. You know, the sheriff's deputies were there by the dozens, and Homeland Security was there. It was probably the safest place in Colorado.
Probably.
And we got to share with them, I expressed how sorry I am because I am part of Christian America. And it's Christian America that is spreading filth, pornography, immorality around the world. It's the homosexuality that we're promoting, the pornography that we are putting on the internet and the satellites that's actually coming into Arab countries and working to destroy their young teenage men.
That's right.
And our divorce epidemic and our abortion, the slaughter of our children, is going out to not only destroy America's families, but around the world. And I said, I want you to know, as a Christian American, I repent.
Amen.
And I am so sorry. Amen. And I ask you to forgive us and know that there are some of us who, till our dying day, will work to bring about repentance in America.
Amen. Well, that is the thing. God has set our nation up as a city on a hill. And we have standards that God has told us to live by, yet we have dropped our standards as a man drops his pants, exposing the filth of pornography, abortion, homosexuality to the rest of the world. Mm. We have sent over our hustlers, our playboys, to these Muslim countries and are perverting them. We are at fault, and we have to come repentant to these Muslims and say, we are sorry.
Yeah, and the Quran encourages hatred against the infidel. And we sure don't need to do anything to exacerbate the built-in hatred that there is against us. So what I'd like to do, I'm speaking with John Reyes, who's director of Operation Save America Dallas, and he's in Denver. And if you live in Colorado, I want to ask you to consider to be grateful and thankful to OSA and John Reyes bringing a couple hundred warriors, people who really know how to evangelize and witness in the street. Courage. The courage. Some of these people were on the 16th Street Mall, and you know, you got skinheads coming up and spitting in your face and yelling and screaming, and people just standing and proclaiming the truth. Let's take a call, and then I want to get to before we do the call, the mosque. Flip said something about they have a huge banner. This is in Aurora, Iliff and Parker, that Islam equals tolerance. What did Flip say about that? Flip Benham, National Director of OSA?
Islam equals tolerance. We have to look at that. If Islam is so tolerant, and we were out in front of a mosque in Pakistan or Egypt, how tolerant would the Muslims be in front of to us if we were out there with a sign that said Jesus Christ is God?
Right.
According to their law, we would be committing blasphemy. Mm. According to their law, they would have to kill us. It is a very intolerant
if
religion.
If they upheld their law.
In the
Sudan, they are commonly killing Christians.
Exactly.
In Saudi Arabia, what if we just wanted to build a church, establish a Christian church?
They would destroy that church and they would persecute the Christians.
So Saudi Arabia is the capital of Islam in the world.
That's right.
Mecca is there.
That's right.
And Medina is there. Yes. And don't they allow Christians to build Christian schools and Christian hospitals, Christian churches?
You look at Voice of the Martyrs, you can read testimony after testimony of Christians in these countries that are dominated by Muslims, by Islam, and you'll see the persecution that goes on to these peaceful people, these Christians, many who've converted from Islam to Christianity, and they're dying.
So for all the sin of America, still, it is Christian America that taught the modern world about tolerance, that you cannot force a man to worship God. You can't do it. And our tolerance has gone out to people of other religions, people of polytheistic and pagan religions, and even to atheists. And now the atheist, they're trying to kick us out of the country.
Yes, they
they're
are.
The ones we were tolerant. We
That's
taught
right.
the world to be tolerant of yes. atheists and Muslims and Hindus
Definitely.
And Buddhists.
Definitely.
And now it is Christians that are in their target, in their sights.
That's the bottom line is we have the ACLU, you have the Madeleine Marie O'Hares of the day, even though she's gone, doing everything they can to push back every essence of Jesus Christ in our right. society to destroy the fabric of our nation. And our founding fathers, our pilgrim forefathers knew when they came over here that they would propagate the gospel, that this would be a Christian nation where others can come and then they would be exposed to the Christian religion.
And while we were at the mosque, we gave them evidence, including stories from history that they believe, like Abraham bringing his son to Mount Moriah, mm-hmm. as a symbol of God the Father offering up his son on the same mount.
Definitely.
And all the same details and yes. symbolism and the prophecies centuries before Christ, that Christ was crucified and he was raised from the dead. Let's go to the phones. We've got John Reyes, director of Operation Save America Dallas, and let's start in Indiana. And Ryan, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi. I wanted to call because I confronted a couple people at a store. It's a small store, and there weren't very many customers in. They were talking about, one of them was offering his disgust over the retirement of Sandra Day O'Connor, and I told him that I didn't really care for her because she was a pro-abort. And he goes, oh, no, she's pro-choice. And I go, pro-abort, pro-choice, same thing. He goes, no, there's a difference. And I go, okay, whatever. And I told him that, you know, it's just obfuscating the truth of the fact of the truth that you're trying to kill an innocent child.
Yeah, John Reyes and Ryan, we have a director of Operation Save America here in the studio. John Reyes, how do you respond when somebody says, I'm not pro-abortion, I'm pro-choice?
Well, that's funny that people say that. I'm not pro-abortion, I'm pro-choice. The bottom line is, people are dying. Mm-hmm. Are we for people dying? Are we for 47 million people dying?
Right.
Is that a choice? Is that a right choice to make? That would be saying, I'm pro-choice for the Holocaust in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, I don't kill Jews personally. Personally, I'm against killing Jews, but who am I to impose my morality on other people?
Exactly.
Now, when they kill abortionists, I could give that same answer, but I don't. I could say, you know, personally, I'm opposed to killing abortionists, but who am I to impose? But I don't say that because I believe in a standard from God.
Amen.
That there's right and wrong.
That's right.
God said, do not murder. And so basically that kind of apathy is not going to get you anywhere on Judgment Day. If people are owning blacks and you don't care, if they're raping women and you don't care, if they're killing babies and you don't care, you're in big trouble with God.
That's exactly right.
So, Ryan, anything else?
Yeah, that's what I told him, basically. I said,
praise the Lord.
For you, brother.
Brightest audience in the country.
It's unbelievable that you would support killing innocent children like that.
Yeah, be apathetic.
We got into the discussion about, I told him that, he said it was a lump of cells. It's just a lump of cells. And I go, well, no, actually.
Well, then why is he against it?
And he said something about this is the reason I called. He said something about you can't abort a child after the first trimester. And I told him that I didn't think that was true. I think it was...
Well, of course, it's all 3 months in most states. But John Reyes, isn't that the kind of ignorance that's common in the pro-choice crowd?
Exactly. Most people don't know that Doe versus Bolton in 1973 said that you could kill a baby up to 9 months.
Right.
And it gave it down to states' rights to decide.
And that was the same
day
that was issued with Roe v. Wade.
Wade, exactly.
And both of the women in both those cases mm-hmm. are now... have been brought to the Lord
right.
and are pro-life.
That's right. In Dallas, we can kill babies up to 16 weeks.
In Dallas, you guys led Norma McCorvey to the Lord. Yes. Flip Benham is shown in World Magazine baptizing Norma McCorvey, who's the Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade. And so, yeah, in Colorado, they advertise in the Yellow Pages, on page one, abortion, the Boulder Abortion Clinic, kill babies through 26, 27 weeks in the Yellow Pages.
Sure.
And through all 9 months in Colorado, as most states, it's legal to kill babies. So, Ryan, you were talking to a very ignorant person who's apathetic about killing children.
Yeah, so what do you say to someone like that when they think it's just a lump of cells? I mean, you can make the argument that it's 46 chromosomes.
Well, you could have asked him then, why isn't he pro-abortion?
Okay.
Because he told you he's not pro-abortion, he's pro-choice.
Yeah.
If it's just a lump of cells, I mean, who's not for taking tumors out?
Exactly.
You know, if it's just, so it shows his own hypocrisy.
Yeah, okay, I see.
Yeah, he knows it's a baby. He doesn't go up to a pregnant woman and say, so how's the lump of cells?
Exactly. He's not going to go up to a woman who's having a baby shower and say, are you going to have a shower for your lump of cells or your
yeah.
clump of tissue?
So, you know, people who will violate thou shalt not murder, it's, you know, lying is not such a big deal.
No.
If you're pro-choice, pro-abortion, lying, adultery, you know, it all goes together. That's why the majority approved of Bill Clinton, because mm-hmm. he was a lying fornicator. And as lying fornicators, he made them feel good.
Yeah.
You know, so it all goes. Yeah. Either we're going to honor God or dishonor him.
So that's what I told him. I said, you know, God said it was wrong to kill an innocent child. And he said, oh, now you want to get into this. You know, that's a big book of mythology, and I don't believe in fiction.
All right. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for standing up for the Lord and the truth.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Now let's go. Our phone number is 800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In Decatur, Alabama, Lynn, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. You're on with the Reverend John Reyes of OSA.
Hello. Hey, Bob. Hey, Brother John. How are y'all?
Doing well. And yourself?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
I was just curious. I haven't heard whether or not you're going to be able to broadcast or podcast any of the OSA events. We're unable to be there.
Oh,
sadly.
That is such a great idea. The two rallies so far have been awesome. And so John is one of the coordinators. So, John, logistics, you got a new job.
Yeah.
Would begging help?
Begging may help, Lynn.
We do know that the rallies are being audiotaped, and I do know that some people are videotaping them.
Okay.
I don't know
if we could get a digital recording on MP3s. I mean, Porter here at KLTT, he's not in that. He would help us. We could get them online on our website, and OperationSaveAmerica.org could link to us or however.
Right,
so when
right.
we go back, maybe your wife, Kim is here in studio, can ask at the communication center, the comm center, could we get, because we're getting a request from people in other states to listen, to hear the rallies.
Sure.
Online. All right. So, Lynn, thank you for that request.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You, Lynn. God bless
you.
We're
praying for all of you all and the event.
Thank you so very much.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
So that was so neat from Lynn from Alabama. Now, the Denver Post today has an article, Abortion Foes Rally in Colorado. And John Reyes, I'd like you to respond to this. Now, this is not a column, opinion piece. This is an article, and it's at the front page of their local news. And it's by Mike McPhee, Denver Post staff writer. And he writes, a group of abortion foes, and then he explains it's Operation Save America, Flip Benham and all, has launched its national convention in Denver this weekend by denouncing nearly everyone, Jews, and then it goes on with a list, including homosexuals. So we've denounced Jews.
Yeah, that's news to me. That's the first time I ever heard anyone, supposedly anyone from Operation Save America, any of the leadership, Reverend Benham, our spokespeople, anyone say that we denounce Jews. Was in this
I haven't even heard us accused
because
of that.
It's not true. We have not denounced any Jew in this city or in the nation at all. This is nothing but slander.
Yeah,
which is a
crime. And Israel, what I've heard expressed at Operation Save America events, including today from the steps of the Capitol, is that we love the Jews and we love Israel.
We sure do.
And we love, what country do
we despise?
We
love the Muslims.
Yeah.
We love the homosexual.
Right. So what they're doing, what the Denver Post is, they're reinterpreting traditional Christianity, that if you want to share the love of God through the salvation that Jesus Christ provides, then you are a racist.
That's the bottom line. You are nothing but a bigot if you go and tell someone about Jesus and says that Jesus can set you free, that he is the Messiah, and he cares, and he died on a cross for you, and he rose again from the dead on the third day. That makes you a bigot. That makes you a racist.
Right. And traditional Christianity, salvation through grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you are a traditional Christian, then you are a racist by the authority of the Denver Post and by generally our culture at large. That's what's happening.
That's exactly what he said.
And if you warn homosexuals that God has a standard and you're rebelling against God and he loves you enough to send a son to die for you, you need to repent, then you are hate-filled.
That's right.
What does the back of this T-shirt say I'm wearing?
It says, truth is hate to those who hate the truth.
Right, exactly. And Jesus Christ said, I am the truth.
That's right.
Let's go to Fort Morgan, Colorado. We only have a moment left. Esther, you're on with Reverend John Reyes.
Statement and a question.
Yes.
If people can't decide whether a baby in the womb is just a blob of tissue or not, then why is anyone who damages the egg of a bald eagle fined $5,000?
You're brilliant. Esther, you're brilliant. Thank you so much
Thank
for that
you.
Call. And of course, 46 chromosomes, it's alive. We ask them, is it A, alive, B, dead, or C, I don't know. You know?
Yeah,
A,
exactly.
Alive. Is it A, human? C, is it a chicken? Or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's human. It's
human.
DNA.
Exactly. We are not women. Human beings are not pregnant with animals. We're not pregnant. When I go out in front of an abortion mill, I say, what is in your womb? Is it a fish?
Right.
Is it a bird? Is it an elephant? No, you have a human being within you.
Right. And one child has already been saved. Another couple,
amen.
We were on the 16th Street Mall today. We have a display there, a permit for the week. And we were there with dozens of large signs of aborted children. One woman was enraged.
Definitely.
And crying and yelling, angry at us. And you know what was happening 1 hour later? She was breaking bread with us.
That's right.
At the park at the Capitol, mm-hmm. and eating and talking about the Lord. Mm-hmm. And she apologized for her behavior. And here she is with the father of her child. And they're asking, you know, they want their life to be better. Could they get married?
That's right. It's amazing to see how God works. You know, the Bible says that a gentle answer turns away wrath. And we went up to her, my wife and I, and we discussed with her the truth. And we shared with her gently what was going on. And we invited them to come to lunch with us. And this young woman who was so distraught and so angry over these pictures came and sat down and was blessed by the outpouring love of Christians.
Right.
Who she said, she even said to me, she said, I don't know if I can face them. They're probably going to be very mad at me because I was so mean to them. I said so many cruel things to them. And I said, you know what? As Christians, we're not going to hold that against you.
Mm.
We love you. We want you to come and eat with
us. Thank you for talking to her and being there with her. There were so many from the group that were encouraging and trying to build them up and explain to them how they could get off the streets.
That's right. And how they can get help. She's 4 months pregnant.
Yeah.
They're homeless.
No medical help.
No medical help at all.
All right. And they could be married and they could have a home.
Exactly.
So, and there are people around them and us at Denver Bible Church, we're willing to help them.
Amen.
If they want to be helped.
And that is the gospel. That is the gospel. And that's why we come out to the streets for the gospel.
Praise the Lord. And a child was saved through the OSA event on Saturday at Planned Parenthood. So the events will continue. Rally tonight, 6:30 at Redeemer Community Church. And that's at 32nd in Lowell. There are events every day. So I'll give out the comm number, the comm center number, 972-200-4074. That's 972-200-4074. And then the website is operationsaveamerica.org. Reverend John Reyes, thank you so much for coming to Denver to help us.
Thank you, Bob. It is a pleasure of Operation Save America to be here to serve you.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, so we're about out of time. A couple things. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, simply the best Christian school I've ever seen. And I'm big-time pro-homeschooling, and I'm not too thrilled with a lot of Christian schools because they tend liberal. This is the neatest Christian school I've ever seen in my long life. Well, I'm 46. Also, I want to invite you to Denver Bible Church. Come on out this Sunday. We'll be talking about what's happened at OSA. It's been exciting. It's been a lot of fun. And so you're welcome to the Sunday schools and the service at 11 o'clock and Bible study Sunday nights at 6. We're in the Book of Acts. And our website is kgov.com. And then the Brown Palace, downtown Denver. What a neat hotel, the Brown Palace. Well, Saturday, August 27th, we've got a seminar coming up there, and I'll be teaching it. It's on predestination and free will. What a fascinating seminar. We've done it all over the country, and we're getting ready for a debate on that topic with D. James Kennedy's ministry. That begins August 1st. It'll go on for a few weeks on the internet. You're going to love it. So put it on your calendar, August 27th, Brown Palace, all-day Saturday seminar, and come on out for a rally at Redeemer Community Church. Tonight, any night through Friday, and during the day, we want to see you. So come on out to Operation Save America.